We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We are beginning four lines from the top, the end of the line. Amar Rav Huna, end of the line, 4 lines from the top. We just finished learning that there's 3 Pekimas, and there the Gemara says Kadesh Tach by Tzipirin. We finished that sugya. I just want to speak out that Mechagas Hashanim, the Rosh brings down 2 days. If Kadesh Tach Bar Tzipirin is a new shear or not? Until now, we said the shear was either you do with your bust with your finger, or you do with water. Is a new shear Kadesh Tach Bar Tzipirin, or it's the same shear? So the Rosh brings down two tzedakim on this. If it's the same shear or not, he brings down. He says, "Rav Alfis lehevi hach the Rav Chista yesh mefarish daita shusava the hanach the bat ki b'shimsho v'maya." And Rav Papa, that was Badak Abis Rav Tofra, pligid Rav Chista, and the whole pegima kolduhu is enough. A small pegima, you don't need that the tzipirin gets caught in it. But Zokter Rosh Velin there, no. Given the pasak, the bina livdik Abis Rav Tofra, hanach the tachmei tzipirin, same thing. It's all the same thing. It's all the same shear. Now the Gemara goes further in the Gabe, showing the knife to Chacham. Amar Rav Huna, at the end of the line, 4 lines on the top. Hayt havcha d'lo yisor sakina kami Chacham. A sheichet does not show, if he didn't show the sakin to the Chacham, Zok Rav Huna m'sham tinele, you put him into Chayrim, you put him into Nidui, you put him into Chayrim. And the reason is because we know all over Shas, this idea that if someone is mechutzif to the Gadol Hadar, to the Rav, then we put him into Chayrim, or you put him into Nidui. Menadim al Kavod Darav, like Rashi says. So here, we know the whole reason why we show the sack and the knife to the Chacham is because of Kavod Darav. Here, he didn't do that. Mishatina Le. But Rav Amar, more than that. Ma'avrina Le, u'machrezina on abisrei detreifihi. First of all, you take him off from his post. He loses his job. And second of all, your machrez on his basar, that has treifi. You say that you can only eat the basa. V'loy pligi. Murphy says v'loy pligi. It's not a machlekes or huna and rava. There are two different cases. Kang v'shenimtsa sakina yafa. So Rav Huna's talking about after you check the sakin. The attack was a good sakin. So al treifa is not a problem. The whole problem was al being mechutzif to the covered rav. So that is the nidui. Kan rava's talking about shloinimtsa sakina yafa. Where the sakin was not yafa. Therefore we understand that's treifa and also mevarin there because he didn't do a good job. He shecked it with a knife that was no good. Ravina argues on the assessment of the Gemara's Teretz v'loy pligi. Ravina says, no, he says, Heched loy nimtza sakina yafa, in a case where the sakin wasn't found to be good, mimas v'slevei parsa, we cover the meat with tzoya, therefore making it not usable. Dafiloy v'chavim nami lemezdavin. Even to a goy, you won't be able to sell it. Because Ravina says like this, that if the sakin is not good, then we give him a very big punishment. We don't let him sell it even. We want to make it not useless. We want to make the meat useless. So he says like this, that if it's fine, not sakina yafa, you're out. They take away from his job. They make the basar not even muta bahana, basically. They ruin it that he can't even sell it to a guy. Rava and Rav Huna both talk about we found sakina yafa. And still, Rava holds that even if you find sakina yafa, you give him a bigger punishment than just Mishavtinile, Yosem Avarinile, and Machrizin Abbasra the Trefi. That's according to Ravina. Zokta Gemara Vaiter, and we'll see that from next story that there's certain times when some of the Amarim went like Ravina. Who Tavcha, the Lois Sar Sakina Kame the Rav Barchinna. There was a certain Shaykhit who did not, or a butcher in those days was a Shaykhit, so he didn't show his knife to Rav Barchinna. Who was the God of Adar then? Who was the Chacham of the ear? Shamtei va'avrei. First of all, he put him to Chayrim. Va'avrei. He took him away from his job. Achriz abis ha'trefi. And he was machriz on his boss as trefi. It's like Rava according to Ravina. I said he did. It was what wasn't found that the sakin was not yafa. It was just they didn't show it. They put him out of business. And they said his food is not kosher. Iklu marzutra of Ashi legabei. Marzutra of Ashi came to visit Rava Barchina that day. Omalu, you know, Lina Rav of Milsa, something to Rabbanon, says maybe you two could look into that story that happened there with the Sheikhit, the Tolubay Tafle. This Sheikhit has little children, Bottom Katam Tluyim will have Lazun, and Mitzarach Lestak, Rash says, he needs money, and I just removed him from his post, so maybe you could find Episaheter because Maisi has little children. But Rav Ashi Sakine, Rav Ashi checked the knife, and he says, Yafa, it was good, but Achshrei, he says, you know what, you go back to your job. Omle Mazutra Velekus Marla Saba, Mazutra Haki put him back his job. The Rebbe, Rav Rachana, said he has to leave his job. Omle Shtuchusik Avdinan. He told me that's up to me. I could take care of this. I could fix this up. Basically, Rav Rachana was Makbid, and he held like Rava according to Ravina. But there's an Eitzah. Rav Huna holds not like that. So there's an Eitzah to get out of it, and therefore. No, Ma'ayim Mus, to see if you could find the head of him. So Rabbi, I guess he was the Chacham, he couldn't just give, he had to show his power, he couldn't just like be Michael on his carpet. He didn't give a head to. Rabbi Bachino said that Mavirinale, but he felt bad. He felt bad because he had little children, so he said, maybe you could find a heter for him. And so this Talmud found a heter according to Rav Huna. There was a heter. There was a heter. There was who to be Samichan. The Chacham himself didn't want to be Samichan there because he didn't want to be Michael on his covet. But he said he was Michael on his covet technically, but not Barabbim. He said, okay, you want to give a heter, give a heter. That's basically what he did. He was a tzaddik. He let them find a heter for him. And Shichus Kavdin, he let him. They're saying, "Let me do it." Shere Tzivon Olim Tzlei Zchus. Va'ach Shavetzin. We ain't on Shriach and Lach. Don't have to go ask him. They gave him the Zchus. We haven't gone back to the Rava to ask Rava. But like we spoke on yesterday's Shir, the Rosh writes on this Gemara Lamaisi. He says that today Va'idno Nehigish Emar and Sakin L'Chacham. Today we knowig that a Shaykh does not show his Sakin to the Chacham. Ki B'Yemayim in those days who had Katzavim Shaykh Dematzbum. The butcher shechted himself because I'm running on height half Kadosh Asakina. It was the butchers that did it themselves. Hashtag, but today, Chol Galus Yisrael, She'im Aminim L'Katzavim. We don't trust the butchers. And we manam anoshim yeduim al hashchita v'al habadika v'lehem makhlu chamam es kevoidam. Kein zrizim zirim. And with toichach nespatel b'dikas hachocham legamri. It's bottle legamri. There's no such thing in b'dikas hachocham today. When you see these photo apps where someone is checking a knife, it's just a photo app. That's all it is. But of course, there's no... right. He doesn't go. He checked around probably. I would make a guess around 5,000 chickens a day. So he comes to check once a year. I think he comes to check. So it's not exactly the real check, but it's part of the. It's kind of a zach also to show that the chaymer hadava. But they have the in every shlachtas they also maybe have a baidik also out of the mashkiach. They probably have some kind of baidik. We don't need the chacham anymore. They have today the sheikhtim all have to get a ksav smicha and they have to be able to know all the halachas and everything like that, and therefore we trust them. So I'm thinking about Omar Rabba Barhuna. We had in our Mishnah like this. They're going back to that. The end of the Mishnah says that chutz magel kotzir v'hamagera. So there you're not allowed to use those things. Those are saws that have pegima steret tzchaynik. Then it says v'ashinayim v'atzipayrim preishem chaykim. You can't use teeth or a fingernail because the chaynkim. We'll see. There's chaynkim going back and both of that and out. Talk to Gemara. I'm a Rabbi Arvuna. Shein Tlusha. If you have a detached tooth, Vitziparin Tlusha, a detached nail, fingernail, Mutter Lishchitba. Lichatchila. You can do a regular shchita. Freit the Gemara. But not telling to the Mishnah. Chutzmagu Kotsev, Amagere, Vashnaim, Vitziparin. They now do that. Mishnah chaynkim. That's not a good shchita. Talk to Gemara. No, it's not Shvesh. Shein Hashem Lekasha. Habachad Habatarti. We're talking about shein tlusha, a detached tooth, but if it's one tooth, then it's not a problem. And Rashi explains, even though it's very small, it's not so wide, but you go back and forth a bunch of times until you shech that it's good shechita, l'chatchila. But when it's two teeth together, as we know, two teeth together are not straight. Yeah, you go much as many times you want, yeah. You go back as many times you want, so here you could do back and forth until you get a good shechita. But he says he starts with a gemara that flamed on a bay. Rashi starts with a gemara, but by shinayim, two teeth together there, obviously it's not straight. It has a big ridge in the middle. It has a big hole in the middle where it gathers in. So therefore, where two, it's possible. And that's why I'm just talking that chaynkin. Tzipayrin, tzipayrin, like hasha, but tlusha mechuberes. By tlusha, it's good. By mechuberes, it's no good. When it's mechuber to the Baal Chai, it's no good. Like Rebbe that says, ein shechtem b'mechuber. So that's what Rashi speaks out on our Mishnah when it says, magil kotze ha-megera, shinayim etzipayrim, reishon chaykim. Chaykim is going back on the first three. But tzipayrim, the problem is, that's mechuber, but not because of chaykim. So the Mishnah vayta, sheikh magil kotze, b'derech halichoso. So magil kotze, is a serrated type of saw, but it's the serrations are not straight. They're bent to one side. They're very bent to one side. So the truth is, when you're going towards the behemoth, it's no pegimus because it's all straight. Because it's all bent to one side, it's not going to get caught anything. When you come back the other direction, Shanemel gets caught a bunch of times. So Hashem says it's kosher. Why? Because in that direction, there's no pegimus. The mechlikus shenah, if you smoothed it out, harei kesak, and then it's like a knife. Now, what's the chiddush of a sefer of the Mishnah? If you straighten it out, it's a knife. Shkariach, of course, then it's a knife. What's the chiddush? Zokta Ran. The Ran says that when I geyser, maybe in the common mishtamish, without being smoothing it out, because to the untrained eye, it looks like a regular magal kotzer. No one chaps that you smoothed it all out. So the chiddush is that's still good. Okay. Zokta Gemara. The Gemara is going to go on the Mechlekes B'Shamei B'Sila by Sheikh Abba Al-Katsa V'Darach Al-Ichasa. Omer Abchiyah Ba'Abba Omer Yechron Af K'shech Shiru B'Sila Lo'ech Shiru El Atayra M'Dein Avela. Even B'Sila said that it's kosher, he didn't mean it's kosher to eat. He meant that it's not metama like Nevela. It's not metama, but you can't eat it. Now why can't you eat it? So Rav says, because it's Gzeira Ha'loicha Ha'ilocha Otu Ha'iva. Don't worry, you might take it two directions, you can't eat it. Not Nevela, that much is not. It uses a lashon of posel and kosher. And usually, when it comes to achila, you use lashon iser and heter, she osir and mutter. Machshir and posel sounds like more that's negeya for nevela. Pray to Gemara, like Tani Beisham, oisir meisil matirim. Don't say meisil oisir meisil matirim, just machshir and poslim. Pray to Mavatamech, if he wants to say about nevela, use a different lashon. Listi veshamim etamim besil matarim. Elamai pois machshirim are a par veloshin. Ela pois machshirim v'asur matim b'chadim elsi. It's all the same thing. Pois machshirim works for this also. It means it's a good shchita or not a good shchita. And all it makes means could I eat it and not eat it, and also if tamei not tamei. If it's a both, so don't tell me that it's a diik. It's not a diik. So like Rashi explains, it's not a diik from the Mishnah, but still Rav Yechon held like that. Rav Yechon held that Basil only was machshir legabi nevela, but not legabi achila. He had a messer like that. You're right; it's not right from the Mishnah, but he had a messer like that. So still, that could be the halacha that it's taka, not kosher to eat. It's only it's not it's tar midei nevela.